Okay, so like the other presenters, I have no relationships to disclose. And so I'll give you a quick background on CHC, and I know Ellen did it earlier, but I'll just give you a little bit more in depth. So the mission of community health councils is to improve health and increase access to quality health care for uninsured, economically disadvantaged, and underserved populations, specifically in the city of South Los Angeles. The history of CHC, we were established in 1992 in response to the growing health care crisis. We are a nonprofit, community-based health promotion, advocacy, and policy organization located in the Crenshaw District of South Los Angeles. CHC's African American Building a Legacy of Health, or our AABLH Consortium, and actually it's just great to have this presentation right after Sharon gave her information on the CDC, because we just so happen to be one of those CDC grantees. Our primary focus is health disparities, and in particular cardiovascular disease and diabetes, and this is specifically focused on African Americans in South LA. Our project focus, our emphasis is on nutrition and physical activity, and we do that by mobilizing African Americans to embrace and advance healthy living and healthy communities. So, like many of the panelists mentioned earlier today, we're looking at obesity and diet-related chronic diseases, specifically in South LA. And in a city with the least access to fresh and healthy food, it's no surprise that there are major health disparities that exist within this community. South LA experiences disproportionately high rates of obesity and diet-related chronic diseases compared with our contrast area of West Los Angeles and/or SPOS 5, which tends to be an area that has individuals that reside there that I guess are a little bit more affluent, per se. Obesity is a disease related to poor nutritional quality. So looking at some of the data here, the percentage of adults who are obese, we have 35.4% versus West LA, we have 10%. And if I just kind of skip down to diabetes death rate, 37.9% versus 12.8% in West LA. And that's a pretty significant difference between those two. So when you really think about, so from my perspective, I look at the nutritional quality of the residents who live in South Los Angeles and access to these things. And the only, you have to think about the determinants of, understanding the determinants of health. There are lots of different things that can influence that, right? Ranging from culture, community, policy, economics, and media. But for the sake of this presentation, we really want to think about the physical environment, and specifically access to healthy food options as it relates to full service grocery stores in South Los Angeles. So, community health councils partnered with the University of Southern California to really look at the environment in which the residents of South LA lived in and the availability of full service grocery stores in the city. This is clearly a huge problem in this particular area in the city, and thus this is why there is a glaring disease disparity. So these little blue dots here represent the current amount of full service grocery stores within the area. Now, South Los Angeles specifically, I think it's home to over 1.3 million residents. And so, as you can see, there are not a lot of full service grocery stores currently in the area. So this is just a little bit of a breakdown of the food retail outlets in South LA. Out of all the food retail outlets in South LA, only 6% are full service grocery stores, compared with 18% in West Los Angeles. And when healthy food options are not available in a community, residents must also travel to buy the foods they need. Now, a lot of the residents within this particular community do not have access to transportation, which also creates a significant barrier. And also, if you look to your left for South LA, what they really have are small grocery and convenience stores, and usually these small grocery and convenience stores do not offer healthy food options, thus contributing to the disease disparities. So with that being said, some of the things that community health councils and University of Southern California Out of all of this, there was this, we called it a think tank. And basically, it was a group of individuals who realized this problem and wanted to basically do something about it. So some of the goals of the think tank were to promote policy that supports investment in new conventional retail food resources through community development strategies, and also to improve the availability, affordability, and access to food in South Los Angeles. So when the think tank initially started, I think it was in 2006, it was basically to launch a collaborative effort for the development of a model, you know, to expand quality food choices in South LA. And they created a process for a model strategy. This process was identified and the discussion of two specific successful public-private partnership case studies were evaluated. So basically, the think tank provided a vehicle for the identification, cultivation, and development of the necessary working relationships to kind of address more than two decades of inertia and continuous divestment in this community of South Los Angeles. And out of all that, collaborating and the networking and brainstorming, they decided to host a grocery store symposium. So, some of the outcomes of this grocery store symposium, or let me back up a little bit. So the purpose of this grocery store symposium, one, was to bring community members of the city of South Los Angeles together to kind of assess the needs of the community, to see what types of stores the community even wanted, but also to do something that I'm not sure has ever been done before in history, which was to bring actual grocers like California Grocers Association, Unified Grocers, to sit and dialogue with these community members and create this working relationship to have everyone on the same page about bringing healthier, full-service grocery stores into South Los Angeles. So after the symposium was over, some of the outcomes were they wanted to really promote food retailer investment, also to support development of alternative economic strategies to increase quality fresh food access, and then most importantly, which was the whole energy behind all this, was to create a coalition that would continue the work and advance policy recommendations. So just kind of give you a little bit of a timeline here. So in October 2006, this think tank was established out of community health councils. Same year, community health councils partnered with the Community Redevelopment Agency, the CRALA, to kind of brainstorm and think about a grocery store and sit-down restaurant incentive package specifically aimed at healthy restaurants who would offer not fast food but healthy alternatives where people can actually go down and sit and have a healthy meal, which is something that just does not exist in South Los Angeles. In April of 2009, the think tank held this Food Desert to Food Oasis Grocery Store Symposium, which I mentioned earlier. In the same year, the Food Resource Development Coalition, so the think tank was actually transformed to the Food Resource Development Coalition, which is pretty much consisted of the same individuals, but at that time, the California Endowment kind of joined in the efforts, and lots of other individuals who also bought the financial backing, which we really needed in order to actually make this happen. And so this group has transformed like three different names, but so now from January of 2010, it's called the California Healthy Food Financing Task Force, and that grew out of the Food Resource Development Coalition. And so the task force has one goal, and that's basically to establish four new grocery stores in South Los Angeles within the next 5 years, with the first store opening next year in October of 2011. And they're actually receiving most of their funding from the California Endowment, so the efforts are well underway, and grocery stores are on its way, and it's actually working. And also, in July of this year, we, Community Health Councils, along with the University of Southern California, and a lot of the members that are a part of this California Healthy Food Financing Task Force, came out with a Food Desert to Food Oasis policy brief with recommendations to establish fresh and healthy food zones in South Los Angeles. And there is actually a copy of the brief in the back for those of you to take if you want to get more information about this, because I know this is I know my presentation is quick and it doesn't really go into detail, but if you really want to know how to bring healthier food options into any underserved community, I highly suggest you get a copy of this brief and read it and take it to, you know, whomever you think could benefit from this. And so, once again, this is just the brief, which really talks about, it looks at a few of the case studies which has already been successful in attracting healthy food options into underserved communities. And one specific case study I want to highlight is called the Pennsylvania Healthy Food Financing Initiative. And that's what the California Healthy Food Financing Initiative is actually modeling our initiative off of. And all that's in here, and you can kind of read that. It's a really exciting story. And this is my information. This is also a lot of the individuals who gave tremendous effort to make this policy brief what it is today. And if you have any more questions, my information is there. And our website for Community Health Councils is there. And also, if you want more information on CHC, it's right here on the back of the policy brief as well. Thank you. Are there any questions? Yes. So we are, and trust me, we don't have any like specific relationships with any grocery chains in South Los Angeles. We are looking at a few different stores that would be able to, that would be of a huge benefit to the community. So we're not exactly sure exactly what store would be there. Right now we're working with Social Compact and Emerging Markets. We're just identifying the different spaces as to where these stores can be located, because South Los Angeles in general is built out and there isn't a lot of space as it is. So right now we're kind of in the space identification phase. And as we get closer, I would say next year, we will start evaluating, okay, what different types of stores would be of a benefit to this community. So we're not sure yet what store we're gonna bring in, but it would be a full service grocery store. Yes. Thank you. Yes. thank you for your question, actually. Well, Kimmy, we have quite a few different ways on how we engage the community. Mainly, a lot of that work is through the work of our coalition, specifically for me, the Food Policy Roundtable Coalition, which consists of over 50 different community-based organizations who are dedicated to getting the education out there and just getting the word out about the store. There's also going to be a media component to that, a marketing component to that. And actually, the California Healthy Food Financing Task Force, they have a whole marketing team that specifically focuses on community engagement and marketing and getting the word out about the store. Based off of the grocery store symposium and just the community input that we have received, I would tend to say yes. I don't know if any of my colleagues at CHC who were actually at the symposium as well want to say anything about that, but I would definitely say yes. You know, I think, and what it is, the residents of this particular community in South Los Angeles, it's not like they don't want access to healthy food options. They're just not exactly sure how to get it, and that's one of the main points, you know, that have been made at different panels and symposiums that I have attended. It's just, okay, how do we get it? How do we become a part of this? And CHC has, and USC as well, has done a really good job in providing a space for that dialogue to happen. One last question.
I'm from Fox 6, and I know what you're talking about. They did a survey, and I'm trying to think of the name of the food, the grocery store. It's not Food for Less.
Fresh and easy.
Fresh and easy.
Yes.
And they offered opportunities for members. So they were adults, so they were win-win for the grocery stores coming in and for individuals in the community to go to grocery stores.
Yeah, quite a few different community surveys are still underway as well, just to kind of evaluate what people are eating and things like that. Yes, one last question. Actually, so California Grocery Association and Unified Grocers they represent, like Tesco, they represent quite a few, like a broad range of the different grocery stores in South Los Angeles. I'm not exactly sure of the, like their specifics as far as the Ralphs and the Vons and things like that, but I do know California Grocery Association and Unified Grocers, they represent lots of different grocery store chains, but the specifics of those, I'm not sure. Thank you.